For my mother and father. Prologue. Zainab walked down the street towards her grandmother's house. It was a boiling hot day, but she'd remembered her hat, respirator, and sun goggles. She walked as fast as she could down the pavement, then through the concrete tunnel and up the covered stone stairway to get out of the blaze of the sun. She could hear the boom of the high-speed train in the next borough as she walked. She crossed the road to walk over to the pop-up green space, AstroTurf, but thought better of it. Recently it had got so hot that the plastic grass had melted onto her friend's sandals. Zaina took the longer route. Even the artificial trees couldn't provide shelter from the heat today. The mountains in the distance were almost blotted out by the smoke of the wildfires, and she could barely see past 20 metres ahead. All was grey. A bus passed with an advert for a new telegarden programme, scheduled for 2102. People could log in via their brain chip and plant and water virtual seeds to see them grow. She made a mental note to mention it to her granny. Granny couldn't often leave the house anymore, so Zaina would have to go and visit her, but she didn't mind. She had a holographic nature scene, or HNS, set up in the living room, and Zaina always felt happier and less stressed out after a visit. The HNS she liked best had actual trees on one side, which were a kind of greeny brown. In the middle of the screen was a lake, and occasionally she'd see a fish leap out of the water. The lake looked clean, nothing like the dirty, stinking basins and rivers near Zaina's home. Her favourite thing about the HNS was the sound. It was a kind of music she'd never heard before. Birds singing, frogs croaking, something barking. She'd seen birds in the local museum, and her school sometimes piped birdsong into the classroom, but she'd never seen one in real life. She wondered if Granny had. Zaina arrived and rang the doorbell. Her breathing began to slow, though a slight rasp remained, and she wiped the sweat from her forehead. After a minute or so, Granny opened the door and beckoned her in. She stroked her head, squeezed her hand, and led her through the apartment. Zaina was relieved to see the HNS was working, and she climbed onto the sofa and curled up. "I've got a new one for you, darling," said Granny. She drew a letter H over her implant, and the hologram turned on. At first the scene was foggy, and it was hard to see anything. But when the mist cleared, Zaina saw a group of very tall trees with all sorts of limbs and bits coming off them. Then she noticed something small and bright green. Suddenly, it leapt into the air and disappeared. "What was that, Granny?" "Oh, that's a tree frog. This is a tropical rainforest." "Tropical rainforest," repeated Zaina slowly. Three birds, well, she thought they were birds, flew through the scene. They had long orange noses and black and white bodies. She couldn't believe that they could stay up in the air with such long noses. She followed the birds and her eyes rested on a tiny creature with big yellow eyes nestled in a branch. "What's that, Granny?" she squealed. "An owl, darling. Maybe a baby owl." "This is the best HNS so far, Granny," she said. "I wish you could have seen it in real life." "Birds in real life? Like every day?" "Yes, and other animals too." "Actually walking around? Not in a zoo?" "Sometimes. And insects. Do you know about butterflies?" "We were told about them at school." England was full of butterflies. You could sit in a garden or park and spot quite a few different species in the summer. "What was it like, Granny?" "Oh, it was..." Granny paused. Zaina looked around. Alarmed, she saw that Granny seemed to be crying. "Granny?" Granny cleared her throat. "Was it like this, but in real life?" she gestured to the hologram. "Well, yes, if you were in the rainforest," said Granny. "In England, in my garden, you'd see small creatures called bumblebees that looked like tiny bears in black and yellow.